Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from All at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, June the 7th. I'm Beth.
I'm Louise.
And I'm Margaret.
And coming up this week, we have the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. And first, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 4:46 a.m. and sunset will be at 9:30 p.m. Temperatures will once again remain cloudy but fairly warm, peaking at about 19 degrees centigrade, that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit, by Sunday.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Do you struggle to see light switches or plug sockets and end up having to feel for them? You can make the sockets easier to see by adding contrast around the fitting itself. You can buy colour contrasting fittings, but they can be expensive. So why not ask someone to cut a contrasting colour piece of card? For example, black to use on a cream or white wall, as a frame to sit around the fitting and fasten it to the wall. You have essentially framed the fitting, making it easier to see, as well as reduce the strain on your eyes. You can also use coloured insulation tape or decorative ribbon to frame around the fitting to add interest while creating a practical solution. This week's tip has been provided by the Beacon Centre's low vision expert, John Waters. If you have a tip you'd like to share with us, you can ring Helen Brown on 01902 886 785 or pop one in the post with your wallet and it could be read out in the coming weeks.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Fancy a swim as the weather warms up? The Beacon Centre's Active Eyes group run regular swimming sessions at Central Baths in Wolverhampton. The next will take place on June the 20th between 11 a.m. and noon. Please note there is a £1 Active Eyes fee on top of your entrance fee for this activity. If you would like to go along, call Tim on 01902 880 111 or email tjukes, and that's tjukes, at beaconvision.org.
The BBC Good Food Show is heading back to Birmingham for its summer show between June the 15th and 18th. Billed as the biggest summer food festival in the region, there will be plenty of tasting opportunities, seasonal produce to get your hands on, and ideas for al fresco entertaining. Some of the UK's top chefs, including Mary Berry, Michelle Rue Jr. and James Martin, will be among those showcasing their skills. Your ticket also gives you entry to the BBC Gardeners Wildlife exhibition, which is also at the NEC. To find out more about how to get tickets, log on to www.bbcgoodfoodshow.com.
Fancy getting out and meeting new people? Why not join our fab Active Eyes volunteer Ninda at our next coffee meeting? She will be welcoming people for a drink and a chat at St Peter's House in Exchange Street in Wolverhampton from 10:30 a.m. A warm welcome is guaranteed, and this month Ninda will be joined by Tim from the Beacon Centre, who will be on hand to tell you about Beacon's new employment and skills project. Call Tim for more information on 01902 880 111.
You can get a taste of Wimbledon on your doorstep with the launch of the Aegon Classic Tennis Tournament in Birmingham on June the 17th to 27th. The event is the most prestigious annual women's sporting event in the region and attracts the best tennis players from around the world. The tournament takes place at Birmingham's Edgbaston Priory Club and tickets start from £10. Call 0844 581 4995 to book.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Louise. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre. This week is National Volunteer Week, and here at the Beacon Centre, we have got an amazing 290 volunteers who are on hand to provide a vital role in supporting our services. We have got an array of roles, from volunteering in our day activity centres in Sedgley and Stourbridge and our home visiting and befriending service, to a position in one of our 7 retail shops, or even acting as an ambassador to promote what Beacon does out in the community. We welcome volunteers who have sight loss themselves, so if you or a loved one would be interested in joining the team, why not let us know? Whatever hours you have available, we will try and find a role for you. You can contact Becky on 01902 880 111 or email bsinar, that's BSINAR, at beaconvision.org. To celebrate their fantastic work, we held an afternoon tea at the Beacon Centre in Sedgley on Tuesday, which was attended by the Deputy Mayor of Wolverhampton, Councillor Phil Page. One of our Stourbridge volunteers, Barbara, also wrote us a blog for our website about why she enjoys her role. We thought you might like to listen to it. My name is Barbara, and I came to the Beacon Sight Loss Centre charity through Dudley Mind as a service user in May 2016, after recently being diagnosed with macular degeneration and glaucoma. It got me out of the house and helped me to gain confidence to be around other people. I started one day a week at the day centre in Stourbridge and ended up going in 4 days a week. I enjoyed it that much I became a member of Stourbridge Blind and enjoy their monthly meetings, giving me an opportunity to go out and at night and enjoy occasional meals out. After realising the support I could give despite my sight loss, I was asked if I would like to become a volunteer. I now volunteer 4 days a week, Monday to Thursday, in the day centre in Stourbridge, helping other people with sight loss to do various activities such as crafts, games, knitting and card making. I have set up a knitting group and service users are helping to knit squares to make into blankets. These are being donated to local care homes on behalf of the Beacon. Occasionally I come in on a fifth day as well to help with administration, programmes and phone calls. I've even started having art lessons from another volunteer at the school. It's very relaxing and I'm enjoying learning something new. I also volunteer with the Linkline project, where I telephone, befriend visually impaired clients once a week to offer friendship and support. We had an open day last year, which I helped organise and decorate the centre with service users' work. I was also there on the day to talk to people, to give information about our services. My passion is crafts, and I have used this to my ability to help raise funds for the centre by selling the items I have made and donating the money to the centre. We have now passed £1,150, which is continually growing on our fundraising chart. And we are always coming up with new ideas to continue to raise funds in the coming months. This has been my way of giving back to the Beacon for the support they've given me, not only within myself, but help at home too. I enjoy my volunteering because it's given me a new lease of life. I don't feel like I want to end it anymore. My confidence has gone from 10% to 100%. And I'm feeling much better in myself. I have made lots of good friends by coming to the Beacon and would be lost without the support from the staff and other volunteers. I have come across challenges while volunteering due to my sight loss. However, this had made me aware that there are a lot of other people in the same situation as me. And by helping each other and adapting to the ways we do things, anything is possible. Through volunteering, I have personally achieved several of my goals, which has not only made myself feel happier, but has also made my family very proud of what I have achieved. Volunteering has changed my life, and for anyone out there that wants to volunteer, do it, as it could change your life as well. And with that final item, we'll now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Margaret.
Goodbye from Beth.
And goodbye from Louise.